So here we are on a Monday, and if you want to get to us, please do. You may, at this very moment in time, be in front of your computer. Today is Cyber Monday. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but maybe it's guys here. I hate shopping. I hate going out and doing the shopping on the, you know, going down Grafton Street or going across wherever it is. And I know all the lights and all the cheer and people are all happy and ho, 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 bloody ho. But, you know, just it's just doing the show and it really drives me nuts. I can't do it. I'll stand outside the shops. I won't shop. We'll have the biggest argument ever and I'll drive home. And I would be a sniper shopper, which is you go in, you see what you want, you walk across, you pick it up, you buy it and you leave. None of this going through the racks and the racks and the rails and the rails and the rails. I really do believe that that is one of the biggest differences between men and women. Absolutely. If you want to know the difference between the sexes, go out shopping. Because 90% of men just do not want to do it. And the other 10% are just doing it with a smile on their face because maybe they've just started going out with a girl. 99.9% of women love shopping, going through all the rails and the racks and into that shop and then back out and then across to that shop. And do you remember the one I saw over there? Was that as much as that one over there? Is this nice? You don't like it. You just said it was nice too quickly. You don't like it, do you? I'll try another. No, it's fine. Please, just buy it. Buy it. But today is Cyber Monday. This is a dream come true for people who just do not like shopping, because now you can shop online. Well, we've been shopping online for years, but today they reckon more sales will happen today than in any other day across the run-up to the summer, right? Or Christmas, possibly summer as well. Online retail are expecting their busiest day of the year. It is predicted Irish people will be the busiest online spenders in Europe this festive season. So maybe an awful lot of you are agreeing with me. You know, I like going into town. I like walking down. I like seeing the lights. Then I like turning a corner and going into a pub and having a pint and then walking out. I just, the shopping thing, no, I can't. It's just, there's something in me. I don't know what it is. It just, I do not click when I go into shopping. But anyway, maybe there's more like that out. Exactly like me, because the Irish are the busiest online spenders in Europe. An average of €512 per person is spent in Ireland, making the Irish people one of the biggest in Europe. Cyber Monday will see 55% of Irish people buying their Christmas gifts online. Wow. And analysts are expecting 113 million visits will be made to retail websites today. So, is that what you're doing? Have you got your list? Have you checked your list? Checked it twice? Are you going to sit in front of the computer today? Maybe you're doing it at the moment. Maybe you did it this morning. Maybe when you come back in from work. Maybe you'll have a little sneaky buy while you're in work. I'd love to get an idea of what you are buying, what people are buying online. Text us at 51552. You can tweet us as well. Hashtag online shopping. And just tell us what you're actually buying at Colm Hayes 2FM. And also give us a shout, 1850 715922, or text us at 51552. And do you agree with me? Is that one of the big differences between men and women? Or am I completely wrong and totally sexist? Which wouldn't be the first time I'm accused of that. Is it, or is that one of the big differences? That, man, we just don't, the whole shopping thing, we just don't get it. Give us a shout. If you love shopping, if you hate shopping, if you're going off to do today, but specifically if you're getting involved in Cyber Monday, 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552 or Colm at rte.ie. Colm, I'm not part of the 99% of women who love shopping. I hate any kind of shopping, but I do my clothes shopping online and it's brilliant. I will do my Christmas shopping in the shops, but very early in the morning when there's nowhere around, and I'll be back home at 10 a.m. I remember we used to do that as well. I'd often meet Anne at literally outside the toy stores at 9 a.m. in the morning and get stuff organised. Oh yeah, can't be doing that. What's this new expression that people are using now? Is it shop fronting, and where you go into a shop like a closed door or whatever, and you try on a coat or a pair of trousers and you get the exact fit, the exact colour, the exact style, the exact size, and you go, oh, that's, they're great, they're lovely fit, very comfortable, very comfortable. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'll pop back later. And then you go home and you go onto the internet and you know exactly your size and your, you know, the colour you want and everything organised, and you buy them online for like €20 cheaper. Is that expression called shop fronting now? Quick text to last week, column your show from the Mac window. That was last Thursday. And Grafton Street was great. I don't like Christmas with presents buying and all that it entails, as I don't enjoy shopping and all the fuss that Christmas brings. But that day gave me a good feeling. Many thanks and a happy Christmas. And a happy Christmas to you. Somebody someday will actually rewrite the Rolling Stones, the Boomtown Rat song, I Don't Like Mondays Too. I don't like Christmas. Nuala.
Hello.
You love Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas.
Okay, I love Christmas as well. I want to state that in the record. It's just the shopping thing that
it's
gets me.
It's the shopping. It's absolutely the shopping.
Yeah. You're with me on this, are you?
I'm with you on... Well, my husband does all the shopping in our family. He does the grocery shopping and pretty much all the Christmas shopping.
Wow.
And he loves shopping. He drags me shopping. When I have to get clothes for new clothes from my wardrobe, he will drag me to the shops.
Where did you find him?
Yeah.
In a shop.
In a shop, probably, yeah. So he loved it.
So he enjoys the whole experience of going through the racks. I mean, when he goes out to buy clothes for himself, would he be gone for the afternoon?
Oh, he's gone for the day. The whole
really?
Day. Yeah, he'd come back with bags of stuff. His problem is holding himself back, really. I mean, he bought a pair of shoes last year, and when he went to put them in his wardrobe, he realised he bought the same pair of shoes the year before.
That's scary, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. That's exactly the same pair of shoes.
So he obviously, and I do like clothes, let's say, and I wear them quite a lot. You know, and I do like the good clothes, and I like a nice suit whenever I do wear it. It's just the practicalities of actually going and getting it is what does me.
It's the madness of go. I mean, most people can only go shopping during the year on Saturday or Sunday, and it's always packed. And then Christmas is just mental from any time in November all year. Excuse me.
So will you do any? I mean, when you have to buy yourself a new gooner or whatever, and will you get him to get it for you?
He'll come with me. He'll bring me.
Wow.
By the hand, dragging.
And he'll be sitting there when you walk out, and he'll go, no, no.
Yeah.
That's
rubbish. No, don't like that. Yeah, that won't do. Yeah, something else.
Because I'm the sort that goes, yeah, that's fine. That's lovely. Yeah. It really is. It suits your eyes. Well, get your head out of the papers and see what it actually is. Oh, look, you're not wearing anything. Oh, gosh.
No, I'm very lucky. Now, he wouldn't dictate that. He wouldn't say that, pick this. He would just give me an opinion as to what I picked out. But I would be brought kicking and screaming.
Is he a real snazzy dresser?
He is and he isn't. I mean, he'd be scruffy enough now going to work, but when he comes home then he's always improved himself going out and things.
What job does he do that he can go to work scruffy?
he's a transport manager for a truck company. So
he's in the office all the day, is he?
Well, he's in and out of trucks and in the office. And
Yeah. I just have this idea, this really scruffy, smelly guy coming home, and then he walks upstairs and he comes down looking like James Bond.
He comes down looking dapper, yeah.
And would he have a number of suits?
He would. He would buy a suit every year, even though he'd only wear it, you know, once a month maybe. He wouldn't have a need to wear a suit. But he would buy a new suit every year.
Are we talking Massimo and Hugo Boss and...
No, he's pretty good. He insists on going. There's a guy, he's a friend in the ILAC Centre who sorts him out every year, so he goes into him. I don't know the name of the shop now.
This is a big one. Now you're onto something that I know of, and I know many guys, and every guy has a guy who sorts them out.
Yes.
Especially when it comes down to suits and shirts. Quite a lot go, no, I've been with your man for 20 years, he'll sort me out, he knows exactly.
He knows my size, yeah.
I get my hair done with your man, I get
same
me
guy.
Suits off your man, and that's
same
it
guy.
Sorted.
Yeah.
In fairness, no, every man has a guy.
Yes.
Nuala, listen, good talking to you.
No, you too. Thanks, Colm.
Kathy, how are you?
Good morning, Colm.
Gaia, good morning. How do you? Are you a good shopper?
I'm a reasonably good shopper, yeah, not bad. I don't mind Christmas shopping at all.
Okay.
Once I get done early.
Will you do any shopping online?
I have actually, this year for the first time, I've actually done, I'd say, 80% of
really?
My shopping online. Yep.
Okay, so what encouraged you this year more than any other year?
Well, it just started with, I spotted in a football magazine a Monopoly game.
Right.
That would, my 9-year-old said, wow, that looks great. And it's a Man United Monopoly game.
Wow. That looks great. I'd like that as well, Kathy.
Yeah, absolutely. I inquired about it at Rank Smiths and all that. It's not available. So the only way was to get it online. And while I was looking at it, I spotted one for his friend whose birthday's New Year's Day. I got him a Chelsea one.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So it started with that. And then when I was on the website, I kind of thought, oh, that'd be nice for my sister. Or that'd be nice for somebody else.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying a good few presents. So it worked out very well. All delivered.
They've all delivered. You've got them all.
They're all delivered and hidden away in the wardrobe, yeah.
No, don't tell us which wardrobe. And can people come up with a better place than a wardrobe? Did you get extra, you know, did you have to spend more when they came to the door? You know, all these delivery charges, was everything sorted out when you bought it?
It was all sorted out when we bought it. I think they came, like, there might have been about 7 different items, and they came in 3 different packages.
All right.
And I think the average for postage was about €3 per package.
And do you reckon that you saved money? Well, firstly, you got stuff that you couldn't get, and the internet's good for that.
Yeah.
But do you reckon you saved money as well?
I don't know, no, because it would all be bought in sterling, and I don't know that I actually saved money, but there was the 2 Monopoly games.
You couldn't get them, yeah.
You couldn't get. And I also bought something for our calf, and I know that was like £17, and I know I looked at them here, and they're about €40, so...
Sorry, let's just rewind there. You bought something for what?
For my cat.
What did you buy for your cat?
I bought my cat a little cave bed.
A little what? Like
a cave bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, I know them. We have a little bed for the dog, but that actually has a little roof on it as well.
Yeah, it's covered in. She likes to hide when she's sleeping, so she goes under cushions or under blankets. So we bought her this very nice cave bed, and it's all fleecy on the inside.
Very good, because they are quite expensive.
They are expensive. The problem is she doesn't want to get into it.
She would leave something in there. Get, you know, something that she likes, a little bit of the smell of, just throw it in. Anyway. Here I am, like the vet, you know.
I put toys in, I put cat treats in, I put an old T-shirt of my own in.
Yeah.
I've tried everything, but she's just been a bit cautious.
Bizarre, isn't it? Now, can I just ask you another question? Because you obviously love your pet. And we have a lot of time, obviously, for our little fella Rocky as well. And there was a fact that came up today, we were talking about earlier on, that people sending out their Christmas cards sign the name of their pet on the card. Do you?
Well, it is true, because my sister-in-law has a dog and she always signs from Brody Woof Woof on Christmas cards and birthday cards.
Okay, from Brody...
Carlin Devereaux, you're rumbled.
Now, do you put your cat's name on the card?
I don't, but my son, my little boy Daniel, if he's writing cards to his granny and granddad or his cousins, he will write from Bella with a little cat face.
And with Brody... would they actually put his paw in ink and push his paw onto the card?
No, because he's big paws, and I think the whole card would be destroyed.
Yes, I wonder if anyone actually that, because this is the thing we're talking about, and I know many people that put the names of the animals on the cards, and I'm just wondering, does anyone actually get the ink on the paw? That'd be good.
Yeah, but can I tell you something, Colin, that happened last year? Mm. Daniel was writing his Santa letter, and at the end he wrote, "P.S. Santa, can you bring my cat Bella a little surprise?"
Yeah.
And he posted off his letter. And about 3 weeks later, 2 letters came in the door. One was addressed to Daniel Barrett and the other one was addressed to Bella Barrett.
I love it. The cat got a letter from Santa.
The cat got a letter from Santa because she's a very good cat and she'd been good all year and she wasn't catching any birds or mice. So there you go.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Yeah. Santa thinks of everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, he so does good. Think of everything. Yeah,
so amazing. Good. Yeah. Cathy, good talking to you.
And you, Colm. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you. Veronica, how are you?
Hiya, Colm.
Do you love your shopping?
Love my shopping.
Do you?
We go to Blanchardstown every year.
Right.
Yesterday now my girls and myself and 2 friends went. We love it.
Is this a seasonal thing? This is you do this every year?
Every year, without fail, yeah. We love it.
And you'd have a little bit of lunch. How many hours would you spend shopping?
Well, I tell you, Colm, we left here yesterday morning at 8:30 and we didn't arrive home until 7:30.
That's just ridiculous, Veronica. That's just stupid now. That's an entire day you can never get back.
Ah, Colm, it's a day out. Women love to spend the day out.
And you drive all the way up from Wexford?
Yeah.
And why Blanchardstown?
It's just so easy to get to. Free parking. Everything is around you. You spend the whole day walking around, get lunch, and it's just the lights, and it's just lovely.
And is it all happy for the entire nearly 12 hours, or do you end up killing each other?
No, it's all happy. Of course, it's all happy. Mm-hmm.
And you don't bring any men with you?
No, they're at home.
Yeah, sensible.
Yeah.
And would you, Veronica, spend hours and would your daughter spend hours going through the racks of clothes just one at a time almost?
Not really. It was more for presents now yesterday. It wasn't really clothes shopping. The girls wanted to get their few bits and I wanted to get my few bits. And yeah, it was nice now.
But does it take ages to choose a single thing? In other words, this is, I think this is a huge thing between men and women, that we can go into a shop, look across, see a, you know, whatever it is, a game for somebody, walk straight across, buy it, and straight out. Done in 2 minutes.
Ah, no, you have to spend your time looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have to spend a good bit of time in the shop. You have to look at everything.
See, I think it goes back to prehistoric man, where man had to go out and had to rush, get some food and get back quick. And if he spent any time meandering around the jungle, he was going to be killed by a dinosaur. But women then could go out and just sort of spend loads of time just picking fruit. Oh, I'll have a bit of that, maybe a bit of that. And this is where we are now. Look what's happened.
Men are totally different. Men are different, you know.
Oh, yeah. So have you sorted out Christmas?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Perfect. Everything is done now, everything.
And will himself, is there himself there?
There is.
Okay, will himself get up off his ass and do any shopping?
He does a little bit on Christmas Eve. He'd go in and just do a little bit with the girls, but that's about it now. It would be only about an hour.
Okay. There's a great song, actually. I must pull out someday. It's a funny song, but it's about men shopping on Christmas Eve, and it's about them shopping at the 24-hour garage.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be like him, all right. Now I have to.
Yeah. All right, but is he? You know, it's the thought that counts, even if the flowers are plastic.
Yeah.
Veronica, good talking to you.
Thanks, Colin.
Take care. Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.
And you too. Bye bye.
This is an email that came in. Hi, Colm. I nailed it this year. I hate Christmas shopping for the wife. For me, I'm in and out in about 5 minutes. Pick, choose, pay, and I'm into the pub for a pint. Good one. Last Thursday, I went into Dublin City Centre, a cauldron of crazy women running around like lunatics. I went home empty-handed. So Friday, I knew exactly where to go and exactly what to do. I had a list of keywords written on a piece of paper that I picked up from earwigging over conversations that my wife was having with her lady friends. So, with puppy dog eyes, I approached the female assistants in a number of certain department stores and shops and basically said, listen, but I'm lost. I don't know where to start. I've heard words like toner and exfoliator and cleansers and straighteners. Can you help me out, please? They treated me like a puppy. I had a personal shopper in about 5 different shops. Job done, Christmas shopping done and dusted. I was sitting in a pub by 4 o'clock on Friday with a pint of Guinness and my evening paper in hand. Well done.